This programming is sponsored by S&P Global Platts, presenting the Financing U.S. Power Conference, focusing on ways to shape the industry's future, October 27th through 29th. More at spglobal.com/financingUSpower.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gail DeLauder. Harris County commissioners are expected to vote on the county's new budget next week. Harris County Judge Lena Hidalgo walked out in the middle of discussions Tuesday about the county's more than $200 million budget deficit. That came shortly after commissioners voted to not restore funding for several child care and health programs.
I frankly am just totally crushed that we seem to be totally immune to not supporting and, in fact, harming our children. I don't understand. So I'm leave it, Commissioner Ellis, to you.
The disagreement came a few weeks after Hidalgo was censured by her fellow commissioners who failed to support her earlier proposal for a tax rate increase. Two more Texas A&M faculty members have been dismissed after a video went viral where a professor is heard telling a student to leave the class. That's after they raise religious and legal concerns about a lesson involving gender identity. After calls from Governor Abbott to fire the professor, University President Mark Walsh confirmed he had terminated Melissa McCool. News 88.7's Bianca Seward has more.
The university's response to the incident has sparked debate about censorship and education. On Tuesday, Texas A&M President Mark Walsh announced the university would conduct an audit of its courses. Speaking on Houston Matters, Rice University political science professor Mark Jones said that may not help because course descriptions are merely a framework of the semester.
It almost puts the faculty member in a no-win situation. It could be that one issue over the course of 1,000 issues talked about during the course that veers off into some area where they get you in trouble.
The Foundation of Individual Rights and Expression Advocacy Group issued a statement warning, quote, "The message from Texas is alarming. Professors teach at the mercy of those in power, not under the protection of academic freedom or the First Amendment." I'm Bianca Seward, News 88.7.
We're expecting clear skies this evening. Overnight lows should go down to about 76 degrees. Sunny skies tomorrow, high around 95. And then for Thursday night, mostly clear, low near 74. I'm Gail DeLauder, News 88.7.